There is someone who caught our attention when she released her very first single in April this year. And not only that, but we have been hyped up for this exact moment, watching all of the videos online from her ripping the face off of King Tut, our first ever show. Please make some noise for the amazing Brooke Combe. Woo!
Setup I've got going on over here, eh? This next song I'm going to do is called Over You.
I've been walking through the jungle, I've been trying to stay alive. I've been keeping myself humble with the thought that I might die. If I die, then please don't crumble. Let me tell you why. I'll tell you why.
You think that I'm toxic, but you know that I love it. I know it makes you sad, but it's giving me a high. I know you say I'm nothing, I bet your ears are burning. Can't believe my eyes, and I can't believe.
The darkness of my mind.
You think that I'm toxic, but you know that I love it. I know it makes you sigh, but
me a high. I know you say I'm nothing. I bet your ears are burning. Can't believe my eyes, and I can't believe I cried over you. Over you. Over you. Over you. Over you. Over you. You think that I'm toxic. You know that I love it. Know it makes you smile.
Take you back, otherwise I'll lay down and die. According to you, according to you, I just lay down and die. That smirk upon your face shows you do what you want, but not in my house, honey. You won't get to push and jump me around. All I can do, all I can do is show you I'm doing fine. Kryptonite on my mind. I can't help but shake the feeling that deep down he's got something to hide, and that's just fine. He sure as hell not gonna be mine. Her dirty laundry ended up inside my house. I warned you about this. Now go and take your out. No, I already leave your keys. Don't you bother coming around to bother me. Try and clean up all the spills. Your energy to run around without happiness baffles me to an extent. When are these childish games gonna come to an end? There was a reason that my walls were up so much. I'm dodging bullets like you trying to toughen up. Sweat it all under the rug. For so long I thought it must have been
get you in your feels now, alright? This is called Used to Love Me.
Bittersweet when you say to me, did I really ever mean anything? Was it just another big mistake? You walk away. first it was the little things. I bring it up and you say nothing. Start to wonder what it really means. Why should I stay if I mean nothing? There's something about you that keeps me coming back for more. I don't know what.
For me. Girl, that was sick. You absolutely killed that.
Can we get some noise?
Yeah, what do you guys think?
Please, come on. Jeez. Also, I don't know about any of you, but I actually needed an extra wee second just to come up on the stage there to wipe my tears away. That was spellbinding and made all of the hairs on my arms stand up. How does it feel to be up on a stage?
It feels really, really good to see people in the flesh. Hello. Yeah, that feels really good.
I'm so glad. I'm so glad.
You're literally killing it. And it all started from very humble and relatable beginnings when you were uploading covers from your bedroom and then boom, all the success, here we are. So how has the last 12 months been for you?
They've actually been really crazy. Obviously, we've had a bit of a rubbish year. Everybody's had a bit of a rubbish year. But I have just been working away on my tunes and going down to Liverpool in the studio, getting a lot of stuff done behind the scenes, and nice. It's paid off, aye.
And as you said, you've been busy working through lockdown. While some of us, including myself, might have been on the bevy, chilling out, sleeping through the day.
Absolutely.
You've been working and with a lot of different creatives, including one, James Skelly from The Coral. Is this the first of many collabs? Have you got something we expect coming out soon?
I mean, hopefully. There's many, many more to come. I've done something with Mr. Miles Kane, and
nice.
That was amazing as well. I'm just learning a lot, I think, on this wee journey that I'm on, but I
love
really
that.
Enjoying it.
So all of your songs, or a lot of your songs, talk so openly about heartbreak or topics that are kind of gonna make you have a little sob. How does it feel to write about that? Do you find it an easy process?
I don't know. I mean, it depends. Like, you can't write about it when you're in it. Do you know what I mean? You've got to wait, feel your feels, and then boom, you've got all these bangers coming out. But nah, I like it. We need a bit of heartbreak. I mean, look at all the bangers we've got, like, ever, because of heartbreak. So why?
Well, we are your girls because we are here for heartbreak all the time. Every time we're on the show, literally, we need to have a box of tissues next to us because tears just
be falling. I wish it wasn't true, but it is.
Quite right, quite right.
But what is on the horizon? Because we love it, and I'm sure all the audience is loving it as well. Where can we see you next?
I'll be out and about. I'll be back in Edinburgh at the end of the year, so give me a shout. There's loads coming up. Just keep your ears and eyes pinned. Aye.
Find you on social media.
You'll find me. I'm on social media a lot.
Go on, give us the plug. Go on,
That's my name. It's just Brooke Combe. Combe with an E. Like a hair comb, but with an E.
If you cannot wait until the gigs that Brooke is going to be playing over the next couple of months, then I really recommend that you go on BBC iPlayer and search for a program called Tune. It's basically like BBC introducing a new music programme, but you get to watch it instead of listen. And recently Brooke did an incredible session. Nice. Playing piano live in a forest is magical. So if you want to check that out, search for Tune on iPlayer. Back to the live music now. I bet you are all holding your breath in anticipation. Please give a huge cheer and welcome back to the stage, Brooke Combe.
It's called Impress You.
For the blondes, if I dress in you just once, maybe I can get that love. I started thinking that I'm wrong for wearing things I usually don't. Please just give me your approval. The furry coat goes with the boots, so boots, so. Do I please you? Does it make you?
Few more. but I've had a really lovely time, so thanks for having me. This next one is called Miss Me Now.
Boogie, boogie.
reputation. I'm a sensation. You try me once, you're begging for more. Thank you very much. Cheers.
Yes. Oh my God, you got us vibing in the front and the back. We were dancing away. You missed it, but we were dancing away. I tagged you on Instagram, don't worry.